When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm very excited for today's episode.
I'm hugely excited.
I don't know why you're whispering.
I don't know either. I'm very, very excited. Today's episode's probably my most excited I've ever been for an episode.
Because, firstly, I'm wearing my wedding suit, or our wedding suit.
No, it's yours. I didn't wear it.
Yeah, I'm wearing the wedding suit that I got married to you in April, in our English wedding. That's hence why I'm wearing a suit today. So if you're listening to this podcast, just imagine, it's a cool blue double-breasted suit, and I'm looking suave as ever. Looking very cool. And not only that, honey, but of course we've got listeners' messages. And of course we have other things that are going on. But also we have a mega surprise.
Huge.
Huge surprise for you later in the episode. It's possibly one of the greatest things we've ever recorded.
I agree. It's the most amazing thing that we've ever done.
Oh, it's amazing. So this episode is a Valentine's Day episode. So to all your lovers out there,
to all you whippets out there,
pretend you're on an old school radio show. To all your lovers out there,
guys and boys,
guys
and dolls out there, everyone listen over here. Just go out there and have a fun time.
Yeah, what's that, Mary Jane?
What's that, Mary Jane? How the cow feels? Guys and dolls, just get down to the milkshake bar tonight and get a nice hot cocoa with that loved one of yours.
Oh, Mary Jane, where is the old diner?
Oh, what you want? Some fries, honey? I'll get you some fries. Just give me 5 minutes.
No, you're the radio host.
Oh.
Wow. Hey, Mary Jane, we got a...
My name's Mary Jane. I'm a boy. My name's Elvis.
No, it's not.
My name is Elvis, and what is yours?
What's your surname, Elvis?
Bradley.
Hey, don't you do music?
No. Okay, no, enough.
Hey, wait, Mary Jane, I mean Elvis, do you have a message for all the lovers out there?
I've already given it.
Yeah,
times.
But go and give another
one. Okay, I'll give it again. Guys and dolls, listen up. If you're just wanting to know what to do on your Valentine's Day, there's a great podcast called Newlyweds. You can get it on Spotify.
Yeah.
You can get it on podcast on Apple.
Yeah, where else?
You can get it on BA Appways. Because, yeah, there's digital things these days. So get on down there, perk those ears up, and get yourself a jolly good time. That's all for today. We'll
see you next
week.
It's not. It's just beginning. Oh, Elvis. Elvis, why should they listen to the episode today?
Okay. Why should you listen? Okay, you guys out there, everyone wants to know what you want to know that... You want to know what makes love love? Well, we got it right here for you in Podcast Central today, everyone.
What makes love love?
We got love, we got podcasts, we got proposals, we got it all. It's popping off down here, so get those ears listening. Get those eyes.
Okay. That was great. Sign off now, Elvis.
And that'll be all for today. We'll see you next week on Channel Jampot.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me.
What's love got to do
with it?
That's just not the tune at all.
Yes. What's love...
Yeah, that was close. What's your favourite love song?
Twinkle, twinkle, little...
Star.
You finish. How I wonder.
What you are.
Yeah.
Do you know who wrote that?
No.
Mozart.
But that's obviously not true.
It is.
You know I was Constanze in a play, in Mozart's play.
But you know Mozart.
Was the main female character.
Okay. You know Mozart.
In an all-male play. Okay. And I got the female role. Yeah.
Yeah, but there were also, how many people were in your year?
This was against a lot of schools.
Like how many schools?
two girls' schools, and I got the main role.
But just so we know, just for the listeners' point of view, how many people in your year at your school?
Maybe 20.
So there's 20. So it's against 19 people, and let's say...
Oh, you've just made me realise for the first time ever that I'm actually shit at drama.
Yeah.
I thought I was amazing.
Yes, because you were in a school of 20. And
yeah,
probably...
but I actually, I did plays. Guess where we did that play?
Where?
In Shakespeare's Theatre in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And actually, the guy, Salieri, is a guy called Ralph Davis, who is literally a famous actor now, because he got scouted and I didn't.
Wait.
On that exact play, they scouted him and they didn't scout me.
They didn't scout him on that.
They didn't. Yeah, they did.
On that play.
Yeah.
So I had.
Why don't you believe that? It was a big play.
Your lips pursing? Because it was not that play.
Yes, it was that play. They were in the audience. I remember my mum being like, oh my God. My drama teacher was like, there's loads of scouters, whatever they call.
Yeah.
They've come, we've been invited down, and my mum was like, well, this is it. Sophie will be the next Angelina Jolie.
Mm.
And I never quite realised until this moment that they obviously just didn't choose me.
What?
But I had braces and I choked on a bit of meringue. Remember I told you this?
You haven't told me this.
Yeah, I have. So I got given braces. So
give me the lyric. What was the play?
Okay, so the play was called, I don't know, Mozart and Constanze and Salieri, whatever that play is called.
Okay.
Anyway.
So it's about Mozart.
It's about Mozart. Salieri, I think that's his name, is the bad guy. I think I'm Mozart's wife.
Okay.
And Salieri tries to seduce me, pretty sure, on one scene. And he comes to my house, I feed him meringues, I give him rice, and then he kisses me. Mm. Anyway, I got train tracks really late because my parents didn't take me to the dentist when I was young. So I was like 16 getting trade tracks.
I can move this. Did you get the elastic bands between your teeth?
No.
So you can't quite open your mouth?
No.
Because you look beaut with that.
I had silver train tracks. Like they were better. So spotlights on me. I've never had train tracks. Been rehearsing without train tracks the whole time. I get them put on the day that we air, opening night. I come on stage, I'm really uncomfortable because I've got these lights blinding everyone because they're going off my train tracks. And I feed him a meringue and I meant to kiss him.
Yeah.
Once I fed him the meringue, I bite into the meringue and, you know, they were like the shit meringues like from Sainsbury's which don't have
the
chew.
Dust goes
and the
down
dust
your throat.
Went down my throat and I was like, on stage with my big retainers, train tracks. It was chaos and he was like, and I was like there, like knocking him about, cutting his lips with my train tracks. And that's why I didn't get scouted. And that is why I'm sat here today, because I should have been in Hollywood.
Did I tell you about the school play that I did? Smike.
No, I'd never heard of it.
Oh my God, I'm going to give you this. It's unbelievable. I wore a Mohican. I didn't wear one. I had a Mohican. And
so
it was,
what colour was your hair then?
It was blonde, as always. And I had a Mohican and I dyed it blue. And we had to do a song called Do the Boys Rock. And the rock went, Squeezy had a daughter, only 4'5". But man, you ought to see her when she hits that jive. Oh yeah. Reeling and a rocking. Do the boys rock.
Do the boys rock and roll.
Yeah, were you in it?
Yeah, I was Squeezy.
Squeezy, you were Squeezy.
Sorry, can we just do that one more time? Do the boys rock. I would sing that all day long. To me, there is nothing better than that sort of music, musical theatre.
Anyway, I had a cane, had this like blue cane. And
with your blue mohawk.
Yeah, my blue mohawk. And my drama teacher said, Jamie, when you get on stage, you gotta move. Move like Elvis. And I was like, I got it, sir. Don't worry. Anyway, the play started. It was my moment to come out. And there were three people singing it. So we all took a verse and we all had our Mohicans up. And I came front and centre and I saw my drama teacher look at me, nodding. I was like, yeah, here I go. Anyway, as the song started playing, I sang the second verse first.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I froze. So I just sang it completely still, like that, looking at the audience, because I realised I made a mistake. And as we went off stage, we were about 10 years old, the other guy who was singing was on the microphone. Remember, we're 10 years old. And he walked off.
10? I was 16.
Okay, well, I was better. We were 10. And as we walked off, he went, well, we fucked that up.
A ten.
And it played around the whole auditorium.
Do you want to hear another story about
No, I got another one.
I've got another one.
No, I've got another one. Hold on.
Oh, my God. You're all getting an insight into our life. This is why
I just
want...
Because I haven't finished my one.
Okay.
I haven't finished my one.
Spy ball, go on.
I made up for it on the third night. So, Squeezy had a daughter, only 4 for 5. Okay, anyway, we changed the position and I came down from the top of the auditorium. So everyone's like, oh, they all turn round and I was coming down the stairs, my blue cane and blue
mohegan. So out of nowhere, he changed the entire routine to make you centre stage after you'd fucked up on night one.
Yeah, yeah. So I came down because the second night...
I
swear, why would I lie?
I don't know.
The second
you
one...
Tell me.
The third night, I was like, I'm going to come down from the back of the stage, back of the theatre.
You decided to do it at 10 to change the routine.
I made notes every night. Okay. Every night I made
you
notes.
You said, guys, hang on, stage direction, we're changing it up, don't tell Mr. whatever drama teacher.
Yeah, I made notes every night. Every night I made notes.
On your notepad?
Yeah, my little notepad.
Oh, bear with Jamie's notepad.
Yeah.
Still carrying
every night I had notes for everyone. Had notes for Squeezy, had notes for everyone. Anyway, I came down and I made up for it because I was walking down with my cane. And my song came on. I'd say, hey, Squeezy's looking sort of canna old. I'd have to say that. And as I walked down the stairs, I went, Squeezy's looking canna old. And pointed to my headmaster.
Well, you just taken my story.
Well, you didn't do the same as
I did. Do you want to know what I did?
No, moving on.
So
I went to
an all-girls school. I was Cinderella's ugly stepmom. Do you remember?
Great part. That's great part.
Yes, I had this, and I was like, I'm so ugly. I'm so fabulous. And I came out on a feather boa. I was 8 at this. I'm not joking.
Give it
to
me.
And I'm going around. And the stage was really weird. It was like that. And I remember the headmaster's hair, right?
Yeah.
All girls, and he's quite an awkward bloke. And I went up to him and put my feather boa on and did that to him.
No.
And everyone was like, oh my God, she's going to be an actor.
Slightly inappropriate.
So inappropriate. I'm now thinking now, I remember him, literally Sula. He had sweaty upper lip. He was like this. He must have been like, how do I react? 8-year-old.
Just punch you.
Flirting with me.
Hey, by the way.
I need something. We're two long lost wannabe stars.
I'm not. I am a star. Hey, listen, by the way, it's a Valentine's Day episode and we haven't even approached this. I'm wearing my wedding suit.
And I'm wearing my wedding dress.
No, you're not. You're not even dressed up for our Valentine's Day date.
I would be, but I'm cold, so I have this jumper on and it doesn't...
I'm a bit upset about that because we knew we were going to go on a Valentine's Day date for this episode and you haven't even...
Comfort first.
By the way, guys, we have something so exciting.
Mega
for later in the episode that we can't wait to share with you. Like, don't skip ahead and go and listen to it now, but towards the end, it's just unbelievable. We're going to save it for now. So we're going to have a Valentine's Day date today, honey.
I'm really excited.
I really love you. You know that.
Oh, God.
What?
Is something bad going to happen?
Nothing bad is going to
happen. I'm scared.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, please, please, no. Don't have a surprise.
I have a few surprises.
I can't bear not today.
I have a few surprises.
They better be funny because I really, really don't have anything prepared.
First surprise, I got you some roses.
They look really old and dead.
Are you joking? I got you...
In Hillary's bars. They look lovely.
That is seriously the only reaction I get
from you.
Thank
you to the team who went out and got them.
Are you serious?
I like them a lot. They could do with some watering, but they're lovely.
That's the only thing that I get.
Well, what do you want?
Okay, well...
I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much. Okay, well... I love you.
I love you too.
And I decided to write you a poem. So
no, because I'm feeling really off because I'm on my period and I just don't feel like my emotions are there.
Okay, well,
like, fine. I feel numb to everything, okay. And I know I'm going to have to cry at this, and I just don't feel like I've got it in me.
I said this earlier actually. Sophie's emotions are very much like a child. You know when a child hurts themselves and they like fall over in the sandpit and then they get up. And they look down, they're bleeding, and they suddenly start crying. You're the same with your emotions. You at some point think, well, I should probably cry now, so just start crying.
I love crying.
You could cry on the spot.
I love crying.
Try and cry on the spot.
No, I don't have it in me today. Like, I'm feeling really off-kilt.
Okay, she's on her period. Don't worry about it, but okay.
Let's announce that.
You just did.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
What the fuck?
I have you a poem.
Okay.
That I want to give to you for Valentine's Day.
Will we read it out on the podcast?
I'm going to read it out to you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. To Sophie. 9 months ago, we both said yes. It was our wedding day where our true love we confessed. I was crying like a baby as you came to the altar. You were much more strong. Your emotions didn't falter. We said our vows and made everyone cheer. We then went and drank cocktails and I had a beer. I was always told you should marry your best friend, because then it's true love. You don't have to pretend. You are my best friend, my love, and also my wife. I think I got this thing cracked, this game of life. I know I'm annoying and sometimes a dick. You're just hilarious and really fit. But I promise you this, I will always be here, in sickness and in health, didn't you hear? So on this Valentine's Day, I have a question I really want to ask you. Will you please consider changing your surname to Laing from Habu?
Yes, I will. That's really sweet.
You like that?
I like it.
Is that all I get in terms of...
I love it. What am I meant to do? No, I like it a lot.
You're that numbed was... my things
I'm
now.
I'm not.
You are.
That was so lovely, but nothing can beat your speech that you did at our wedding. So like that's hard to follow, but that was wonderful.
Man, I just do want you to know that I love you very much.
I love you very much, too.
Okay, I really do. Honey, we got to stop doing our weird things that we do together.
Like what?
Sophie and I have this thing at the moment, which we keep doing together, which is probably the most bizarre thing in the world.
No, I'm really sorry. I'm putting my foot down. We cannot say that.
You don't even know what it is.
I do.
What is it?
Yes. I'm not doing it. I swear to God, you can't do it. I won't ever get a job again.
You will get a job.
I'll never get a job again. I'm cancelled. I'm cancelled.
You're not cancelled.
I'm cancelled right now.
Sophie and I, we have these very... I think this is what happens in couples.
No, Jamie, it's really disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
It's really disgusting. And it's come from this podcast. Because I'm just trying to make it normal. It's this podcast that caused us to do that. So we're blaming you, listeners, sending in your crapid, decrepit stories that we get in our mind and they make us all peculiar.
So I will say, Sophie will...
No, I don't think you can. Right.
Sophie will grab...
There was once a story when a wife walked in on her husband in the church sucking his mum's tit. For milk. And she divorced him. Anyway, somehow once, when we were doing whatever, walking through the street and Jane was in a mood, I went, hey, just have some milk. Because it was straight off the back of that podcast. And Jamie went, and
Sophie now, every time she turns to me, and it's like a tick.
No, it's when you're in a mood, because I know it's going to make you laugh. I'm like, do you want some milk?
Sophie grabs her breast and points it towards me and I make this noise.
No, guys.
And now it's manifested when I go.
No, guys, I'm not having this in the podcast. It's so bizarre. Let me explain. It happened straight off the back of that story. I did it as a joke and now it made you laugh so much. If you're in a mood, I will do it because I'll know it'll crack your mood.
And now it's
not a tick. We don't do it all the
there
time.
There is a tick now.
There isn't.
When I'll go, God, I'm so thirsty. And you'll go, don't worry. And I go... Not thirsty anymore.
It's you who's rang. Me holding my tears, not gross. It's you making that noise. It's absolutely ick central.
Stop grabbing your boob at me.
Yeah, but me grabbing my boob is hardly like icky. It's just like she's quite grabby.
It's so good.
It's not. I think we might need to cut that out.
No,
it's
we don't.
So mortified.
Okay, Valentine's Day. You're saying that I don't... Haven't
you
done
a very good. Sweet.
I wore the suit because
you look like you look like a little newsreader with your little important headphones on and your three-piece lovely suit. There's only two pieces, but it's dark blue in case you didn't know.
What has been your best Valentine's Day date you've ever had?
I really haven't celebrated Valentine's Day ever. I can tell you my worst was that one with you.
It can't be your worst.
I'm joking. It was not my worst because I was with you.
But it was.
I honestly can't remember Valentine's dates.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. I literally have no recollection of going on a Valentine's Day. I obviously have because I've had boyfriends in the past, but I don't. Like, there's no recollection. Maybe I've never been taken out for Valentine's.
I think you just don't remember.
Have we been on one?
Yes.
Where?
Oh my God. Last year I took you to Soho Farmhouse. That was last year.
But not on Valentine's Day.
But we've had amazing little Valentine's Day things together. We've had so many amazing
times.
Look,
this one's going to be the best.
I think because it is Valentine's Day, you should try and make up a poem for me on the spot because I've just written you one. So stop throwing Stop throwing these.
I feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Don't know. So much love is in the air. Okay.
I think you should try and make up a poem on the spot.
Okay.
We're on a Valentine's Day date. This is a big Valentine's Day episode. Mm-hmm. Ready? So really.
I get a couple goes.
You get as many goes as you want, honey. And just go on, give me a Valentine's Day little lovely little poem.
Fine.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Jamie Lang.
No, what's it called first?
No.
What's it called?
Afterwards, I'll give you the name. What? No. Jamie Lang, you are so peng.
Is that
you
it?
You have blonde hair. And it is the clothes you wear that make you look taller and not smaller than you really are. And you don't drive a car because you cannot drive. But you can do the jive. Dance, you may not. But we did tie the knot. In Spain, that was. Because you are my friend. And let's not pretend. We are in love, just like that dove that flies overhead and down into my bed. I'll draw it to a close.
My God.
So kiss you on the nose. Good night and goodbye. We'll see you when I die. Yes, I'm back on your nose. And it was killing me.
Oh my God, honey. Oh my God.
Did you like that?
That was so good.
Okay, good.
Oh my God. Did your dad, when you were younger, did your dad get your Valentine's Day card?
No, he didn't. But I was saying in Wednesdays, my friend Emma Marsh, every single year would get a Valentine's Day from her dad called Colin. And it would say, be mine.
From Gollum? From Gollum? What's that?
Colin!
Oh, from Colin. Why would he sign off Colin? It's so weird. It's her dad. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Colin. Sorry, that's your dad. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
He didn't say from dad. He didn't say from Colin. He said like, well, I just remember getting him being so jealous.
Because it was from Colin. Don't throw more petals at me. So you never got one?
No.
What was your first? You must have.
I've never been given a Valentine's card.
You have by me, honey.
Oh, yeah. You drew once on the back of a receipt.
No.
Yeah, the receipt from the roses you bought me once from, like, the shop across the road.
No.
And then you drew on the back of the receipt with your tiny, tiny writing.
Wait, hang on a second. So I've given you...
You've never given me a card ever.
Yes.
You have in your later years, but before it was, like, always on the back of receipts or, like, on the back of wrapping paper.
Honey, I have...
Which, look, I'm not mad about.
I've written you so many cards and so many love letters.
Yeah.
And so many things. I'm incredibly loving to you.
Okay, I don't know what this is, a game? I'm
yes.
really in loving to you.
I know, but I think I really...
That scrapbook, bet you forgot about that, didn't you?
I really want you and I to really treasure these moments because you don't know what's going to happen in life.
I will treasure this right now, all the cameras around me.
Just have a little snapshot of this moment. We were wearing a little suit.
And all the production team.
No, but just as in these lovely little moments that we have together.
You in that little suit with those headphones on. What a moment.
I've kept all of your cards.
Wow.
In my little box in my office.
I kept them. I put them all in a box that said mementums. Is that the word?
Mementos.
Mementos.
Momentum.
The running? I don't know. Get some more momentum. Okay, well, anyway, I put them all in a lovely box that all kept safe and sorry for when...
What is going on?
I don't know.
What is? It's so funny. You make me die, honestly.
You're really sweet.
Yeah, you honestly do. But I've kept them all in the box.
It looks like you've like lost your neck today or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I kept them all in the box, and so I treasure them so that. And sometimes I go through them and read them.
That is not.
It's not.
True.
It is. It's not. I've done
okay,
it before.
Memorize one to me.
Wait, I can't memorize it.
Okay, memorize it.
Okay, well, I will when I go home and memorize it, if you really want me to.
Okay, well, remember what I said.
There's so many, like, I think we should go back through our old messages together. Like, our old text messages and our old direct messages together.
I think I would die of cringe.
I don't think we would. I think they would be sweet. Because
okay,
we were friends to begin with.
Let's do it.
Can we do that on next episode?
Okay, we'll do it on next episode.
Go through them all.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. We have some listeners' messages, we have some love stories, and we also have apparently some crazy stories as well, honey. All right, it's time for...
Listeners' messages.
Firstly, as always, before we go into the messages, we want to say...
I will say it this time. Guys, we want to say the biggest thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We really love all of your listeners' messages. They mean the world to us and all of you listeners listening. And it wouldn't be a podcast without it. So keep them coming and keep coming back.
That's the end of listeners' messages.
Come on.
It is. It's just so nice.
What you think that you do... You say it every single week and people are sick and tired of your droning voice.
Yeah, that's very true. They are. So that's why I like that you take control now, honey.
Go on, read
okay.
it.
Hi, Jamie and Sophie. Just listening to the episode about Sophie sharing photos of Jamie's piles. I am so relieved to hear this, as I too have done this. My boyfriend was complaining of piles, so one evening he spread his ass cheeks and I took a photo. Showed him, and this ended his curiosity. However, a few days later, when very bored at work, I opened my camera roll and found the photo. I am so ashamed to say that I created a funny face out of his piles by adding two eyes and lips. The pile acting as the nose... I still have the photo if you want it. We would absolutely love it.
I will give it a miss.
I thought it would be funny to send to my boyfriend. However, instead, I accidentally sent it to my mum. Fortunately, she had no idea what it was, as it was so cleverly disguised.
That is so good. It's just the way mums are so sweet. Like, they're just like, oh, like, it's a mum out of everyone. You know what I mean?
They wouldn't mind, would they?
Well, I think they would. Not like when you sent your mum, like, your poo in lockdown.
No, I didn't send that.
Oh, sorry. Even worse, you sent her your cum. You sent her your sperm.
Well, it was because she's quite... Yeah, she's quite medical. That's why. That's why I sent
Actually,
it.
Actually, we shouldn't put that out.
That's already gone out. By the way, if you ever want to know why that picture was sent to my mum, it was because it was a medical reason and we were all very scared. It was in lockdown and I couldn't send it to anyone because there were no...
scared.
I was terrified. And she's very medical. She knows a lot of things about medical stuff. And so I was like, she's the only one around because we're in lockdown. I didn't know where to go. So she was the point of call.
That is so weird you did
it's
that,
not,
right?
It's not. You phone your mum and dad about everything, don't you? That's why they're parents.
I do not in a million years, firstly, talk to them about sex. And secondly, talk to them about bodily fluids.
Have you ever spoken to them about sex?
No.
Never, ever?
Maybe my mum. No. No.
No?
I'm sure she knows that it happens, but I don't talk to her about it.
But have you ever... Did you tell her when you lost your virginity?
Yeah, she cried.
Did she?
Yeah, and I was so old. I was like, Mum, surely you should be happy.
Did you just want to get rid of it? You were just excited?
Yeah, I was like, anyone.
Anyone, take it.
It was with a boyfriend.
Was it?
Yeah.
Give us a lowdown. What happened?
I don't really remember, but I was like, okay, here we go. And I remember being like... I said to my sister, well, I hate it. And she was like, you don't worry, it gets better. And then my mum came in because I was crying because I was saying I didn't enjoy it. And then my mum was like, what's the commotion about? And I told her and then she burst out crying and I was like, come again. Okay, we've got one from Anonymous.
Okay, really delve into it, honey.
Okay, ready?
Oh yeah, you clear that throat. Here we go.
Many years ago, I embarked on a volunteering trip to Fiji alongside a close friend. Our expedition led us to a remote village nestled high up in the Fijian Islands.
Fijian.
In the Fijian mountains, not islands, mountains. Upon our arrival, our group was divided into pairs of two and matched with host families. Luckily, my friend and I ended up together and we were hosted by an incredibly kind and generous family of five, engulfed by rainforests. Life was simple and so were the sanitary facilities. You see where it's going? Our host family had an outdoor shower enclosed by three walls and a curtain, adjacent to a similar structure serving as the loo. You can imagine that in a village somewhere on an island in the South Pacific, there isn't much artificial light. So once it turns dark, it's pitch black. Additionally, on this particular evening, we had only our torch that my friend had strapped to her head as we waddled out in the dark in nothing but our towels. I dropped mine immediately once I'd entered the shower. Just as I settled in, my friend decided to go to the loo, inadvertently taking our only source of light with her. There I was, butt naked, in the shower, unable to make out my own hand in the dark. With only a wall separating us, our conversation kept going. Hurry up, I also need to pee, I urged her, to which she simply replied, just pee in the shower, the water will be running in a sec anyway. I agreed and proceeded to pee, positioning myself to aim for the drain or where I thought the drain was in the dark. Having finished my pee, my friend came back in the shower, illuminating the scene with her torch. I looked down in shock. I started laughing and crying at the same time. It turned out my aim had indeed been very precise. I had directly peed into the family's laundry bucket.
That is wild.
Which was standing on top of the drain, filled to the brim with clean clothes and some water, which our host's mum had painstakingly hand-washed the day before.
No.
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 No. Well, she, our lovely host mum had been asking us for painkillers for her back pain from washing the family's clothes the day before. No. Of course, I proceeded to wash each piece thoroughly and no one ever found out. Not one of my proudest moments, but a memory that never fails to make us laugh and takes us right back to one of the most amazing trips of our lives.
Did you ever used to pee the bed?
No, but I will say, so I definitely did. I remember my mum actually one night, I peed it so much, she just put a towel on underneath it. She was like, fuck this, I can't.
How much did you pee it?
A lot at one point in my life. But anyway, I remember once coming back home with a friend after a party and we were laughing. I had Dobermans, by the way. And we were laughing so much, like laughing so much. I started peeing, like I couldn't hold it. And then she saw me peeing. She started laughing uncontrollably and started peeing too.
What?
Like we couldn't control our bladders. Anyway, I'm not sure what would help.
Wait, so you just both peed yourselves?
We peed ourselves, but it was like, we were laughing so much. Anyway, my sister and her friends come in from the night out, like a bit later than us. And they walk in just then. They're like 3 years older than us. So like quite cool. Mm. As we've literally just peed, like finishing peeing, and they were like, what the hell is this? And we were like, oh, the dog's peed on the floor, because we were so embarrassed. I didn't want to be like, oh, we're drunk and peeing, because we were like 15 at that age.
Why were you peeing yourself?
I don't know, I was laughing so much, I found something so funny and like just lost control of my bladder.
I think you just,
it happens to girls.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
You can't, you mean you just can't control yourself and you start peeing?
Yeah, if you let go of peeing a bit. If you need to pee and you start laughing, you pee a little bit, you can't get it back. It's gone then.
Really?
Yeah, you've opened the gateway.
Okay. I had a friend once who said he was on a flight. He was on an EasyJet flight and he needed the loo so bad. And it was like uncontrollable. He needed to go for number two. And
Why didn't he just go?
Because it was about to take off. And he said, I can't hold it anymore. So as the plane was taking off, he unbuckled his seatbelt and ran to the loo because he needed it that badly. Oh, and everyone's saying, sit down, sit down. And now he's scared every single time he gets on a flight that needs a shit. Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh my God. You know what's interesting, guys? Love Island.
Yeah.
All the stars.
So be obsessed with Love Island.
Well, I only started last time, but I am. They only have one bathroom. So they try not to eat because they don't want to go to the loo.
What?
They have one bathroom.
They can't have one bathroom.
Yeah, they do.
No, they must have more than that.
They have one shower. Spoke to the guy.
One shower, maybe, but not one
bathroom. Well, I think they have two bathrooms in the whole house.
So now they doubled up, so they've got two.
Yeah, but there's like 20 of them.
Okay, all right. You ready for another listener's message? Okay. I have a message from Nicole. Growing up, my brother always stole money, food, and juice. What the hell? So my mum, dad, and I started to hide everything we bought so he couldn't steal it. One Christmas morning, we all woke up and went downstairs to open our presents. But because my brother had been out the night before, he was still in bed. So we went up to his room to wake him up. When we went into his room, my dad saw a big bottle of Pepsi Max, but it had a different juice in it. My dad grabbed it, and we went into the other room. My dad was moaning to my mum, saying my brother had stolen his cans of beer and poured them into the empty Pepsi Max bottle. To confirm it, my dad drank some and said, yeah, that's my beer, he stole it. My brother was still asleep this whole time, and later on, after we opened our presents, my mum said to my brother, why have you got an empty bottle of Pepsi Max and put beer in it? My brother said, that's not beer, I've been peeing in it. So my dad had drunk my brother's pee. Surely you know that straight away.
But why?
Surely you know
that
straight away.
That's how wank beer tastes and people just pretend they like it.
Surely you know straight away.
Why did the boy steal juice and pee in bottles? I'm just baffled by that.
No, he just needed a pee and he couldn't bother to go to the bathroom, so he peed in it. That is not good. That is really not good.
That is not good. I remember once we can get a sleepover.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, so we're at a sleepover. It's her, me, someone else's door.
Yeah.
And I see her clumber over me and I'm like, she's going to go to the loo. It's like pitch black. You know when you're younger, like waking up in the middle of the night, it's like just so impossible. You're like...
Yeah, you're exhausted.
And I'm like...
Lovely time, wasn't
it? She climbs over me, like clumbers, like, you know when they like stand a bit on your leg and then they're onto the
clumbering.
Next. Clumbering. Clamity Jane clumbering over me.
Clumbering
over me.
Yeah.
Clumbering.
I don't know which one it is. Yeah, I go.
Anyway, I see her scrambling around and I see her just pull her pajama bottoms down and over my friend. Literally, she's on the floor. I'm on a bed. I just see her squatting, peeing in a bottle. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's just like, can't get to the door. And I'm like, okay, night. Go back to sleep. She just peed. If that girl had woken up on the floor, she would have just seen a vagina and wee.
We went to, as a kid, we went to Wyoming. Have I told you about my trip to Wyoming?
No.
Oh my God. It was me, my dad, my sister, and my brother and younger sister as well. And we went to Wyoming. We went right, went rode horses in Yellowstone. This is no word of the lie, okay?
Yellowstone. That's sick.
We went up into the mountains and we were on our horses and we went camping that night. And they said that you can't go out of your tent at night because there's bears. So I didn't go, so we couldn't do that. So in the middle of the night, I really needed a pee. So I just peed in the corner of the tent.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. With my whole family in it.
And it just trickled down the plastic.
I just peed into the corner of the tent because I didn't want to go outside.
Was there a hole in it?
No, nothing.
So it just trickled, or you know how like tents just trickle? Or was...
No, I went to the corner of the tent.
Yeah, and I'm picturing like tents like that. Like if no, you
tent,
stand...
a big round tent.
I know, but the floor is plastic, so if you stand on this bit, it's tighter, it will bend down and trickle down.
No, because we're on a flat ground.
Yeah, but it will still trickle.
And I just peed into the corner
of
the tent.
You're vile.
I'm not vile. I'd be eaten by a bear.
You're vile. Did no one wake up?
No one woke up. Fast asleep.
It must have stank.
No, it did. Because I was a little boy. It just like water.
It's kind of sweet. I would have, you know, like my little kid. I'd be like, oh, you.
Okay, do you have another listener's message?
Okay, right. So I've got a love story.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
In February 2023, I came out of a very tough and abusive relationship. I was a wreck and truly at my lowest. Just 13 days out of the relationship, I spoke to a couple of people on Tinder, but soon got bored of small talk. With one match in particular, I just thought, screw it, and randomly sent him a first message telling him we shouldn't chat and instead go for a midweek bottle of wine, to which he agreed. I'm not usually this forward or confident, but something lit up inside me. We planned to meet for the wine 2 days later. The next day, I had a lady come to collect a couple of things she had purchased from me. On entering my home, she randomly turned to me and said, I hope you don't mind, but I'm actually a psychic and I'm getting really strong senses from you. She went on to say how she feels like I'm hurting now, but will be happy very soon. She felt a male will be coming into my life a lot sooner than I anticipated. She said she saw a new home, the letter K, and the number 3. The next day was the wine date. I really didn't want to go, but friends persuaded me. I nearly stopped the taxi twice out of nerves, and as the taxi pulled up to the pub, I even started typing to him that I wanted to cancel and couldn't go through with it. Then I saw him through the window holding my favourite drink. The wine date turned into a bar crawl and we had so much fun and I felt myself laughing and giggling for the first time in a long time and I've not looked back. I sometimes wake up at the middle of the night thinking it was all a dream, then remember it's real life. I feel more loved, supported and understood than ever before. I've made family in his family, new friends and a fresh outlook on life. P.S. If you're wondering about the psychic, she was right.
Get out of here.
My date and now boyfriend's name begins with the letter K. And that very first wine date at the pub was the 3rd of the 3rd, 2023.
No way.
Now, January 2024, we've officially just moved in together with two little dogs. I relocated to his hometown. Life couldn't be more perfect.
That is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable, and you deserve all the happiness in the world.
See, these are the type of stories that I freaking love, honey.
They fill my cup.
Yeah, they fill my cup as well. Love is the greatest thing in the world.
Love is in the air.
Yes, it is in the air. To anyone right now who is listening to this episode, and perhaps you haven't found love today, or you haven't got any date for Valentine's Day, or you perhaps have been broken up with, or perhaps you are just feeling a bit like, don't worry, love is literally around the corner.
There's enough love out there for everyone.
Yes, that's it, honey.
There's more than enough.
Oh yeah,
There's
more than enough.
And you'll find love in friendships, in family.
Yeah, and just put yourself out there, right?
And just put yourself out there. Follow that lovely girl.
Sorry?
Follow that lovely girl's advice.
Oh, I thought you said just in general, follow that lovely girl. I was like, what? Okay, everybody, listen, thank you so much for all of your wonderful messages. Please keep sending them in because we love them to newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk or slide into our DMs at newlywedspodcast. Okay, listen, that's the end of...
Listener's Messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, guys. We have something really exciting, don't we, Soph?
So exciting.
So exciting.
So exciting.
So this whole podcast was based around love, us getting married and following that journey. And since then, we love talking about love. We love talking about engagements, wedding stories, all those kind of things. And we sent a little message out a while ago on the podcast saying, if anyone is thinking about proposing, please get in touch because we would like to help organize it, help facilitate the whole thing. We got someone who got in touch. A lovely person called Josh got in touch and he wanted to propose to his girlfriend, Charlie. They've been together for many years. We said, this is amazing. We asked if we could record it. He said, yes. We asked if we could create some fun and some crazy things around it to make it more special than ever. He also said, yes. And so we recorded and filmed the entire thing. And it's possibly one of the greatest things that I've ever witnessed. It was amazing. And we have it here for you right now. So sit back. Unless you're driving, don't sit back. Well, just stay alert if you're driving. But if you're walking around, sit back.
Don't sit back if you're walking too. That would be
Don't do that. Just get ready for this. This is a really lovely moment. And please enjoy this a very special moment with Josh where he proposed to his girlfriend, Charlie.
I'm here to propose to my girlfriend of 10 years.
We have this incredible surprise all planned. She has no idea whatsoever, does she?
No idea. She's on the train. She's on her way.
Have you got the ring? Get out. Get out of here. Get out. Can't see it yet. You gotta get out of here. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna do a flash moment. It's a surprise. She has no idea.
Absolutely no idea.
What are your thoughts, emotions right now?
Excited. Really looking forward to it. Just so nervous.
Okay, we have everything set up, right? Every single person in the whole restaurant, singers, everyone's, they're not real. None of them are real. None of them are real. Well, everyone here, they're all in on it. Ben's in on it, everyone's in it. And check this out, come here, come this way. Okay, camera-wise, can we have a camera? We have one camera up there, okay? We've got another camera just down here. The main surprise, which is behind door number one, which is the potential groom himself, Josh. Josh, you can't go out and say that, okay? He's very excited. And also, check this out behind here. Come, if you come behind here, we have a cello as well. We've got violin in the corner. We got everything. All right, Charlie is about 5 minutes away. She has no idea whatsoever. Everyone's chilled, you're all calm?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. It was so amazing, Soph, because honestly, we were in this restaurant and we had about five hidden cameras all round it. Josh, who was the potential groom, had the ring. He was so calm and chilled and relaxed. Like, he was completely chilled. I was freaking out. I was making him nervous, I think. He was like, man, it's just as...
Yeah, I want to watch your ass.
I know. And then what was, like, insane is that every single person in the restaurant, they were all actors. Because we'd organised an amazing flash mob. So Charlie and her friend, Charlie is the potential bride, she was with her friend. she thought she was there because they had won a prize to go to the restaurant. So she didn't even know Josh. She thought Josh was at work. She didn't even know that he was there in London.
Oh my gosh, she thought it was her.
She thought it was
wondering why the friend was there.
Yeah, so the friend brought her because the friend said, oh, I've won this prize to go to this restaurant.
I can't bear it. Friend was in on it.
Friend was in on it. And Charlie walks into the restaurant. Everyone in there are actors. And I'm in the back, hiding in the kitchen, just ready to go. We had producer Jemima was in there. Producer Jack was there. Everyone was there. What was hilarious is we decided to do a little run through. And I acted as the bride, and Josh came out and said,
I do not want to propose to you.
Yeah, he came out and said, do you want to marry me? And I was like, yes. Honestly, I got emotional doing it.
Oh, Josh. Okay, let's watch the rest of it.
You're so excited, aren't
you? I'm so excited.
Okay.
It's better than the movies.
Okay, should we watch the rest of it?
Yeah.
The prize winning thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Come through.
Excuse me, ladies. Sorry to interrupt. My manager was talking to me earlier and saying that one of you guys won a competition.
Yeah.
Which was that you won a competition? Congratulations on your win. As a little addition to your win, that an extra special treat would be to come over here and sing a song for you. So do you have any requests?
Oh, no.
You love Disney songs? I think I can do a Disney. I can do a Disney song for you. All right. What about something like this?
Sorry, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Please don't pause it. I need to continue.
Wait, hang on a second. So we found out that Charlie was a huge Disney fan. So all of the songs in this whole flash mob, which she has no idea about, all relates to her. So everything, and it's all based around Disney. And remember,
they're so lovely as well, and they don't even know the cameras are there. Like, just lovely, lovely people.
Yeah, and just remember, Josh is hiding literally 10 metres away in the bathroom, ready to come out.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Or you've got a friend in me. Yes, you do. You've got a friend in me. Yeah, I'm doing Disney song. Have you got a Disney song for them?
Do you think she recognised that they were the people who did the flash mob for us?
No, they didn't. And what they had no clue what was going on and what was so great.
At this point, I'd be like, this is really amazing, but like, what's going on?
So we had Alex coming from behind the bar who was acting as the waitress. She's now coming out to start singing. And this is the moment where everyone sitting in the restaurant eating or serving suddenly starts to come and start singing to Charlie, who had no idea what was going on. And they start changing the lyrics to represent her story.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Especially ones who play fetch or come from a foster charity. But you're a crazy cat lady if you own three.
Do you own three?
What can Charlie say except you're welcome for being the bestest friend you could find?
She's so loving and kind, all who meet her adore her. That's why she's been a bridesmaid so many times.
You're welcome. Think of instead a girl worth fighting for. Look, that's what I said.
She's a girl worth fighting for.
Look at our Charlie. Isn't she neat? Just buy her a handbag and her day's complete. Don't take her to Bicester Village. Because she will buy everything.
Wow.
But who cares? No big deal.
Josh wants more. Josh can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell us, Charlie, when did you last let yourself be surprised? Josh can open your eyes.
He'll be your best friend, your hero.
He won't get mad when you steal his pillow.
Or when you hum the same song 50 times.
A whole new world.
You deserve this surprise.
A pretty little village in it too. And a house where Josh has said he'll always change the bed. And share in all your future dreams with you.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
That's where you'll be.
That's where you'll be.
A thrilling chase.
A wondrous place.
For Josh and Charlie.
No, wait. This wouldn't be a Disney medley without some Frozen.
Oh, of course. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All his life had been a series of doors in his face. Then suddenly he bumped into you. Yes!
Remember he took you to Pizza Hut, a real fancy first date. And for the next 10 years, yeah, he knew
that with you,
it's worth the wait.
Sorry he's late.
You're nothing like he's ever known before.
Love is an open door. Love is an open door. Love is an open.
Charlotte Grace Bell, will you marry me? My hands are really swollen.
Can you feel the love tonight? It's enough for Josh and Charlie. We know they'll go so far.
Oh!
That's honestly the best thing. Why on earth did you try and show me that before then?
I don't know why. Isn't that the greatest thing you've
ever
seen?
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I actually can't cope.
It's the greatest moment that we've ever captured. Like I've ever been. It was unbelievable. Apart from my own proposal with you, that was just the most incredible moment. That was just insane.
I feel taken. My breath is honestly taken away. Like, I just was like, not breathing about 5 minutes.
How amazing
that
is that?
That was unbelievable. I can't even cope. Also, the songs that they sang, unbelievable.
I just want to give a huge shout out to Josh and Charlie. Those two, just you guys, just had the happiest, most incredible life together.
Both of them are gorgeous, but she, the sweetest person ever. I don't even know her, but I'm like,
sweetest person ever.
Can just sense sweetest. She went, I'm in a school dress.
And they just love each other so much, which was so incredible. And also, we also want to give a shout out to Alex and her incredible team.
Sorry, they are unbelievable.
Yeah,
who
created the whole flash mob. If you want to check out them, we leave the link in our description below. Also, if you want to go and see this full video and you're listening to it right now, head over to our YouTube, Newlyweds Podcast, and you can watch the whole video. It is incredible. It is just how magical.
Magical.
So what's amazing is that Josh and Charlie are going to come on the podcast and we're going to get an update on their wedding planning, how they felt during it, all that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet them.
They're the loveliest. Honestly,
the loveliest people ever.
Want to be his best man. Honestly, he's the nicest bloke I've ever met. Nicest bloke I've ever met. Honestly. Yeah, the nicest guy in the world. Such a genuine dude.
A genuine dude.
Yeah, he's just a genuine...
What a compliment.
He is, he's a dude, and she was incredible. I just love them.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Okay, well, stay tuned for that, guys.
Do you know who they reminded me of?
Me.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that, guys. Honey, I know you weren't there for that, but how beautiful is that?
I was so upset not to be there. I was doing a photo shoot.
It's really funny. I didn't realise I looked at the whole video again, which is amazing. By the way, if you want to see the whole video to anyone who's been listening to this, you can go to YouTube, Newlyweds Podcast, and you can check it all out there because it's honestly just magical.
It's unbelievable.
It's so cool. I run in at the end with a phone because you're on FaceTime.
I know.
And I'm showing it to them. And so it looks like I'm just running in taking a selfie, but you're actually on the FaceTime. when I'm running in.
Yeah, no, I got to see them, which was so magical. It's such a special thing that we're involved in those sorts of moments. I would love it if my sole job was to just do that.
I mean, it can be.
I would love it if, like, my life was just organising people's proposals.
They, for the rest of their lives, will remember that.
I know.
Isn't that incredible?
They might call their kids Sophie and Jamie.
Wow.
Look at that. They could do. Could do. Might get invited to the wedding.
Might
do.
Hey, I want to put a little shout out to everyone who listens, that if you feel like you want to propose and you want us to help you out in whatever capacity that may be, however small or however big you want it, we would love to help out. So you can let us know, just email us newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk or slide into our DMs at newlywedspodcast. We would love to help you out because that was just one of the most magical things. Speaking of someone else who is magical, producer Jemima.
Hello.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Obviously nothing.
Oh, Jemima.
So tragic.
I think you should be doing something.
But she's not. So.
Well, how can we make that not the case?
Well, last episode we put a feeler out on the podcast saying if you have anyone single that you think Jemima would be great to go on a date with. And guess what? We've had zero. No, I'm joking. We've had a few, yeah.
Really?
I love that Jemima's sort of like, we've just taken this upon ourselves to make you our little project. And you're like, okay, I'm not actually that,
it's now part of the show.
Yeah.
Kind of accidentally.
The whole point is to try and find Jemima love. So good news is, Jemima, we've got lots of messages, which is great. We're going to save them for now, because we're going to go through them all, and then next episode we're going to find you that person, and I think you should go on a date with them.
If it's for the show, I'll do anything for you two.
There you go. See, exactly.
Yeah. Apart from that, I mean, I have done it, and you did set me up on a date with a gay guy.
I know.
Yeah.
It was slim pickings. We're on a boat of people.
Just 8,000 people.
Yeah, but remember, lots of couples there. It was quite hard to find someone who we thought was single.
That is true.
And turns out they weren't single and they thought you were just a friend. So.
Yeah. We're still in touch, me and Adam.
You are?
Yeah.
What have you sent him? Anything nice?
Wonder what he's up to this Valentine's Day. Probably hanging out with his boyfriend.
Probably with his boyfriend, yeah. I think we're just going to stay friends.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to find out next episode, which is going to be great, right?
Okay, fine.
Next episode as well, we're going to bring in our old messages.
I'm excited but nervous. Mixed emotions about this.
All right. Hey, listen, to everybody, thank you so much for tuning in once again. We really love you guys, don't we?
We really adore you. And once again, guys, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you to Josh and Charlie as well for allowing us to be part of your special journey.
And congratulations and to many, many years of happiness ahead of you.
Okay, everybody, we're going to see you next week on Monday. But until then, if you're getting married,
good luck.
If you're getting proposed to,
you rock.
Oh, if you're thinking about proposing,
you are the best.
If you're broken up with and you don't have a date,
oh my God, I adore you.
And if you're getting divorced,
go, keep going.
And if you're single,
you are, oh yeah.
You're a rock star.
You're a rock star.
Oh, we'll see you next
week. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next week. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.